Hello everybody, I'm George Mylan. Well, thank you for coming back to my channel, and this is about Concorde. So it's just gone 50 years since Concorde's first commercial flight. It was a Franco-British project in the 60s, and the British government minister most responsible for it is the late unlamented Viscount Stansgate, who went by the alias Tony Benn, the left-wing extremist. So one of the things they had to sort out was the name. Concord as an agreement in Latin, but was it going to be the French spelling with an E on the end or the British spelling without? And then as a sop to the French, it's agreed to be with an E on the end in both languages. So Air France and British Airways used it. I'm not sure if any other airlines used it. Primarily those two, as mostly for transatlantic flights, you know, London to New York, Paris to New York. Did they go all the way up to Los Angeles and stuff like that? The thing is, it was noisy. It's mostly to fly over oceans, not the land. But if you're flying from Europe, across the United States, from the Atlantic coast to the Pacific coast, then you are flying over land. Anyway, it never really caught on. Surprisingly, more airlines didn't use it. It was used to fly from Paris or London to places in the Middle East. The flight to Bahrain at least once, and so on. I'm surprised it wasn't used more in the Far East, you know, flying from Japan to Hong Kong or whatever, you know, Taiwan to South Korea, China to goodness knows where, you know, to Australia. But so it was very expensive. It was about twice the speed of ordinary flights, but used a lot more fuel. And it with the fuselage is very narrow, sort of shaped like a dart, you know. It's more like a sort of a missile with wings or something like that. So supersonic, as it would catch up with his own sound, you know, because there's Mark One. Was it Edvard Mach? Was he the Czech German scientist of the late 19th century? He calculated the speed of sound. I know it was MACH. When I was reading about it when I was little, it was a sort of trend for jets when I was about nine among my class, and reading as match or march because it's pronounced Mark. Mach one, the speed of sound, Mach two, twice the speed of sound, Mach three, and so forth. But anyway, so the speed of sound, what is it? Something like, you know, 800 miles an hour. But this could fly at Mach 1.7, carry 80 AM. Sorry, it could carry less than the Concorde was less than that. I can't remember which Mach it was. So the sonic boomers have broke the sound barrier. I remember about 30 years ago being in Cork. One afternoon, hearing a boom from the sky, and our neighbor said, well, that is a Concorde breaking the sound barrier. So, from Heathrow, it took till it was over County Cork before it did that, and then on. So, it cut the flying time from London, you know, from 7 hours to about 3.5. I mean, a lot of that time was just the taking off of the landing. The actual maximum speed was much faster than on the ground. So there were test flights way back in 1969 from sort of Toulouse to Bristol, bizarrely, both by a French pilot and co-pilot. The commercial flight, not till 7 years later, on 21st of January. So they began the two scheduled flights. Air France flew to Dakar and on to Rio de Janeiro from Paris Charles de Gaulle. Charles de Gaulle was a very new airport then, named in honor of President Charles de Gaulle, who retired in 1969, died in 1970. I remember the old Charles de Gaulle with it was meant to be space age and the little satellite features and stuff like that. It's still a fabulous airport. And then from London Heathrow to Bahrain in the Middle East, that's when oil was really taking off. But, you know, Bahrain, I remember, even remember it in the late 80s. But Bahrain in the 70s, my goodness, must have been not terribly developed. But anyway, so it was beloved of the jet setters and stuff. And there was that 1980, was it 1984 or whatever, 85, Live Aid, that concert. So concerts in, was it Philadelphia, New York, Paris, Rome, loads of places for the Ethiopian famine, Feed the World, that July. And somebody performed in the concert in the United States. And I can't remember what. And then he flew on Concorde to London to perform the same concert in London. How did he manage to do it? Because, you know, it was only 3.5 hour flight, and obviously the concert went on for like 8 hours. Okay, so what else? It burnt an awful lot of fuel, so it was really bad for the environment. And the oil shock in 1973 had sent oil prices up, but they were going ahead with the project. They had to go ahead with it anyway, not to scrap it. That's when the Arab countries were fed up after the Yom Kippur War of Western countries selling arms to Israel. They just stopped oil production for a few months, and oil prices quadrupled, so they could. they can hit Western countries where it hurt, in the wallet. So people were freewheeling in Ireland, you know, trying to use as little petrol as possible because it's so expensive. And, you know, they weren't into buying, Western countries weren't into buying petrol from or oil from where was it, the Soviet Union so much. That's mostly Azerbaijan, Kazakhstan, as well as Russia. Just think, where else is producing oil in large amounts that it didn't used to, or Indonesia and so forth, or even Australia had very little oil. Republic of Ireland, we just found gas off old Hedekin's sale, but it wasn't commercially viable to exploit. The last 20 years, it has become so. All right. So what else? And perhaps surprisingly, how has it gone backwards? So now, and then there was that crash taking off from Paris in the summer of 2000, mostly German tourists who were killed. But it's, they looked at the plane, they tried to make it safer, but it's a very, very safe plane. It's the only crash they ever had, so far as I know. And there was this overreaction to it. It began flying in 2001 after 9/11. That hurt passenger numbers, never really recovered. They discontinued the aircraft. So it had a commercial career of not even 30 years, surprisingly. Technology went backwards, which has to go back to things that were slower. But there is a new supersonic aircraft which is coming out. Okay. So the thing they're calling it Overture, as an opening in French. And that would go at Mach 1.7, minute enter service in about 4 years' time, up to 80 passengers. But NASA and Lockheed Martin, they've got a new aircraft, the X-59 Quest, but it's going to be quieter because that was annoying people, the noise pollution. Now, a Chinese company called Comac is producing a C-949. But that's not going to be finished for years, looks like. So, so the original Concorde fleet, they all left service in 2003, have them on display in various places. It was just that Air France flight 4590 that crashed 25th of July 2000. I remember being a busload of Italian students in London hearing about it on the radio when we're driving past Hyde Park. But there we go. So the sonic booming, it wasn't allowed to fly over land in many countries. The emissions were really bad and so on. I'm very glad that, you know, supersonic travel will be coming back. They're obviously going to try and make it more environmentally friendly. Electric planes, can they go that fast? Can they charge up? Can they be solar powered as they go to any extent? I mean, electric planes exist, have circumnavigated the globe. But are they too slow? Are they too expensive? I don't have to stop too often. I didn't say they could do it non-stop. But yeah. All right. So thanks for watching my channel. Make sure you subscribe on Patreon, donate PayPal, georgecallahan79@gmail.com. And I've been on Concorde. I'd like to. It's about 3 times the price of our ordinary tickets. People willing to pay a premium to go so much faster. Goodbye.